This is Free Thy Land. We have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You there, caller?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm just finding out which slider is you. You mind if we use your name? Well, you're calling in on a phone. It doesn't even matter. You're not part of this conspiracy to inform the public by not getting FCC approval. Pat? Can you hear me, Pat? Pat, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
I had the wrong slider.
I probably was covering my speaker.
No, I had the wrong slider. Okay. Yes, you too could have your own show on Free Radio and screw up like I do all the time. So I was talking about something else, but now we're changing the subject since it's Free Radio and this is like breaking news. We're talking to Pat Colby, one of the more successful homeless activists in town.
I wouldn't say I'm the most successful, but I've done my share.
Well, I said more. I mean, because, I mean, and few people probably know this. This is a Free Radio scoop. That you have forced the reopening of the recycling centers so the homeless can bring
the one
in...
at Costco, yes.
At Costco.
The homeless and the soccer moms and everybody, you know, elderly people or disabled people on a fixed income, so all socioeconomic classes can get back their deposit money.
That's true. This affects everyone.
Guaranteed.
That's awesome because, I mean, but this is critical to some of the homeless who, you know, may not be able to get food stamps or anything. I mean, they need this money to eat. And they're also the industrious homeless, the ones that are out there picking up, like, you know, the Take Back Santa Cruz clean team. But ironically, Take Back Santa Cruz was behind some of the closures. Is that what I've heard?
Yeah, well, members of them spoke out, like Rochelle Narayan, she was the chairman of the Public Works Commission. And now they deny that they closed the West Side one, but they had the Costco one closed. They had it all cited for all these what is it, code problems.
Code. Oh, so they were making complaints about how the store was running it.
Yeah, there was, like, things wrong with the building. And then in order to reopen, they have to build a new building. They finally gave them, they okayed quickly their permit in December. But then they also put all these stipulations. And I got a call left on my recorder by Nancy Concepcio, who's the one in the city that works on the recycling.
Oh, so this is the city's demanding them to fix all this stuff or they can't open a recycling. Is that what's going on here?
Well, that was part of it. What's going to happen, this was the end result. Eventually, they're going to be building a new building. So they'll be more like the West Side Recycling, which was great because they had lots of room and
okay.
You know, lots of things there. But they'll have a bigger area to store the recycling so they... don't run out of room for plastics or bottles. But in the meantime, they weren't going to let them reopen. They had to get okays.
Uh-huh.
And they had to meet all these extra requirements that the state of California doesn't require.
I see.
To build the building.
I see.
Of course, everyone knows the code department in Santa Cruz is...
corrupt? Is that the word?
Recognized.
Corrupt?
Well, yeah. I know. I personally... know of code inspectors that take bribes.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah, they're corrupt.
Most of them are on the
How cheap are they? How cheap can you get your local court enforcement guy for? We're talking like a couple hundred?
Basically, if you don't give a bribe, you're not going to get a permit.
Oh, really?
That's pretty much what I get from the system.
That's third world kind of public official.
That was under Shoemaker. I don't know if it's improved at all.
Oh, do they have to kick some upstairs, do you think? You know, like with the mafia, you know, 10% goes to the head honcho?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. And I've also noticed with the public works, if you go, like, to the water where you pay your water bill, they've got this, it's incredibly fancy ironwork, painted, candle things. It's got these beautiful spirals. Not that it's not beautiful, but who's paying for this stuff?
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
Our public works doesn't need fancy things like
no.
air. And
no, no.
And also, if you go to the public works counter in the city hall, they've got this incredible counter that's built out of sea glass, and it's got, it's set in, and it's probably a really high-grade resin or something, but it's, like, encased in it. And I'm sure that was probably $300, you know, a half foot or something. I mean, it's like, it's beautiful, but it doesn't need to be in these.
Well, you know, they need to have stuff, and you know, the Metro wants to expand the bus thing for the administrators and run up all our fares, and especially for the disabled too, I hear. So, you know, it's like what we don't need are these bureaucrats.
Expanding, but it doesn't have to have expensive art pieces in it. It needs to just have basic. You know, art is for our government. Buildings don't need all this artwork that costs a lot of money. Our streets, like if you go down King Street, I mean, the city should be ashamed how bad.
Well, speaking of money, the city actually is getting money from the recycling, and that's probably the reason they're making it so hard for anyone else to be in the recycling business.
That's one of the main reasons, and I just had to call in a complaint when I took an elderly retired person to go do their $25 so that they have food money for the month to the recycling. And when we got there, so many people, because there's not enough recycling centers up and running and places to take them in Santa Cruz, that they got over the weekend so many plastics that they said they couldn't take any more plastics, which they're not allowed to say. That means they're out of compliance. So I just called it.
Oh, this is a state law, right?
Recycle.
So really, we should put this on the city. The city should have to fork up some money so these stores can be in compliance, because they're in compliance with the state. It's just the city that's being a dick, right?
No, you don't understand. You misunderstood something.
Okay.
Okay. When the West Side shut down, even Council Member Rochelle Norion, who was the chairman on the Public Works, doesn't understand how it works. She doesn't mind self-serve recycling as long as they're away where nobody can see them, but that totally goes against the whole structure of the recycling program, because it's broken down into convenience zones, because you shouldn't have to spend, you know, $5 to $10 in gas to get to a place to get back your
food. Right. That's not environmentally sound.
Yeah. So they built it into convenience zones. And so the West Side has a circle of convenience zones. And so when they shut down, which now the city's claiming that the West Side just shut itself down. So the people running it decided to close it on their own. But I find that really hard to believe, because that wasn't the story originally. Plus, there was 43 people that came because they... And Robert knows about this, too. He has more information.
Mm-hmm.
But people were paid to come and speak out about all these homeless bums are spilling out of the city's blue trash bins. They're also stealing ladders and bikes and taking them to the West Side Recycling Center. And so that was a big scandal. It didn't close it, so it was a political move to try to close it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe the main political motivation is for the city to grab this money, because they put it into their budgets and they count on it now.
Well, let's take it away from them. Pat, let's take it away from them. I mean, that's what you're doing. That's what I say. Well, that's why this is excellent fucking activism, because not only are you helping the homeless, you know, survive, you know, and eat and stuff. Right. And, well, I mean
definitely I'm a homeless.
It helps everyone, sure. And it's good for the environment. It goes against the brown shirt Nazification of Santa Cruz by Take Back Santa Cruz, it takes money away from the corrupt city politicians. It's just like it's activism on a multi-level. It's great stuff. I remember hearing about you working on it
for the big art fancy counters and, you know, walkways and art.
I know,
but, that
I know, but
this need to be fixed first.
But that's just them blowing money. They're always going to blow money, or they're going to steal it, or whatever. But this kind of takes the money away from them before they get their hands on it, and you know, helps the poor, and it snubs the brown shirts. It's just great activism. I mean, I remember hearing about it, thinking, oh, your bottles, and not thinking much of it. But now that you've achieved something and fucking forced it open, you use the law, right? It's a state law that they have to have recycling, right?
Yeah, because the state guarantees they're going to take this deposit, and upon return of it, you're supposed to get your 5 cents back, which you don't get the full amount at most of these recycling centers.
You're kidding.
If you go over 50, they do it by weight.
Bullshit.
You don't get the full 5 cents, which isn't really right, but that's what they
Well, did we just get, you know, just go in one at a time. I want my 5 cents. I want my 5 cents. I mean, they'll get sick of that.
Go in only 50 at a time, yeah, definitely.
They'll get sick of that.
Here's the issue. Let me kind of give you a little more background.
Uh-huh.
So I had recently seen on Steve Plaich's free-for-all Facebook group where...
I hear about that. I don't go to those kinds. I don't go to Facebook.
A lot of personal attacks, but
right.
Citizens for Santa Cruz, Citizens for a Better Santa Cruz, which the personal attacks to me kind of deletes the purpose, but in the stalking and stuff. But Rochelle Narayan, as a city council member, came on and said, oh, no, none of that money goes to anything else but running the recycling program. It's not in the budget. But unfortunate for her, when there was the tenants forum when the elections were going,
uh-huh.
I did have that question brought up about the Westside Recycling Center, and I did videotape everybody's answers to every question, and Rochelle Narayan, before she became the city council member, stated that the city has budgeted that money in, and so it's taking money away from the city when they steal out of the can. The homeless were stealing ladders.
You got both videos?
That's why the west side was recycled. So, yeah, it's on tape.
You got the other one on tape where she says no, 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 so you can play both of them next to each other.
Yeah, well, I've got screenshots of it.
That's great.
I finally, thanks to you know, the stalking that's being done by who I found out. I'm not saying it's Take Back Santa Cruz, but it's members of Take Back Santa Cruz. I found out a permalink stuff on they call it archiving. I call it the legal term of documenting. But I found out a permalink stuff on Facebook, so it's been educational, and it's kind of interesting because of all this stalking and stuff. Facebook changed the feature, which I had to educate some of.
Oh, it's a way for someone to stalk you on Facebook.
When you edit your post,
yeah,
it keeps the whole history of the edit. So when you edit it and change it,
yeah,
you can't say I never said that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just stating kind of some of the history of it. And when I spoke to the complaint person recently, which I believe it was on Wednesday, the woman on the line told me that lots of cities, it's a major problem, that cities are grabbing this money.
Oh, so you're talking about, you talked to the state, and they were telling you this is a widespread issue, not just in Santa Cruz.
Right. And pretty much, because I'm going to try to approach a writer who wants to do a bigger article on the whole scam of the recycling program in California.
Oh, this is just great.
Santa Cruz.
Well, you could start, you could spread your, you could start some kind of a, you know, like a Food Not Bombs to get the recycling going, some kind of an active, you know, little thing that just a couple people can do. Like, you're just one person. You did it as yourself, right?
I just made one call. Well, I made more than one call, but I spoke repeatedly with Cassandra Peasy at the state who is responsible for making this program.
So she calls them up and makes them comply?
She has the investigators come and check it out, and then she writes to them to make the decision.
So it's that easy.
Here's what's happening. Those convenience zones, let's go back to those. So when Westside closed, it forced all these stores to become required stores, because there has to be stores in that convenient area, like the Westside, to take your recyclables to get your money back.
Right.
So that meant that New Leaf, who was right next to the Westside Recycling, who I suspect didn't like all the bums hanging out.
Now they have to have the bums come direct to them.
Now, because their downtown store doesn't pay the $100 a day fee not to take the recycles. Uh-huh. Safeway does that. 7-Eleven does that. Trader Joe's pays that, so they're exempt from this requirement. So now they are a required store, and you can bring in 500 pieces, and they're supposed to pay them. So that was supposed to, from all the notification deadlines and everything, that was supposed to start around the end of March. And so I've just called Cassandra Peasy to verify that all the affidavits and all the notices of them being required has passed. So it's time to start sending, because I've been collecting some recycles.
You could make it
our homeless friends,
right,
so that they can eat.
And you could make it a weekly.
Drive them to West,
right,
New Leaf Westside, which is owned by a Take Back Santa Cruz member.
There you go.
Family.
Well, Pat, you could start it as like a weekly march or something, to the March of the Recyclables, you know, to New Leaf.
Right. There's one really major political problem here, and I know you'll enjoy this. By trying to force us all just to put them in the blue cans, which they use for different cities.
Well, that's what I put mine, but
that is called, let me tell you, that's called taxation without representation.
By putting your
Yes. They're forcing you by closing down everything.
Oh, to use
and
those.
Not reporting. That you're only for, the only way you can recycle those is through the blue bin.
Ah, I see, I see. I get, they get all the money that way.
Similar to taxation without representation.
Right. But
I have the right, and I've seen a lot of Take Back members post, I choose to put my recycling in the blue bin because I want to give my 5 cents to the city, which, you know, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Right.
I don't want
to. Right, I don't want to either. I'm going to start throwing it in the trash.
That option was taken away from me.
I mean, this is Earth Day, but I'm going to start throwing it in the trash. Fuck the recycling. Fuck the city. You know what we need? We need an alternative, Pat.
I was told that when it goes to the dump, they go through it. So
they get it anyways.
The only way that I could have gotten rid of it is driven it to some other other city.
That's what I'm saying, Pat. We could start some tabling downtown where instead of buy a garbage can or as close as we can get without violating the 14-foot bullshit, and encourage people not to put their recycling in those blue things, but to give it to a homeless person with a bag sitting there or something.
If you have compassion and caring, and you want to help someone who's poor, give it to us, and we'll give it to them to recycle.
Well, and remember,
that's what numerous people do.
Right, and
that's my choice.
These are the homeless who are working. I mean, they're picking up the garbage, just like Take Back Santa Cruz takes all kinds of credit for. These homeless are out there every day doing it, not just a little photo op opportunity on the weekend.
I know lots of homeless people, especially the ones I know, that go and not only pick up their own trash, not just recycling, they go back behind and pick up
just general trash.
Teenagers who throw trash, UCSC students.
Well, yeah, everybody.
People that were raised improperly that throw trash. Unfortunately, the propaganda makes it seem like homeless never throw away their trash, and it's only homeless trash in the city, which is not true.
No, it's tourist trash. I mean, a lot of tourists come here, right?
Oh, yeah, tourist trash. And also, bringing up the tourists, I just want to say something. They're pushing to build all these new hotels.
Okay.
And we're in a really serious water crisis.
That's true.
They should not be building any more hotels until California is out of this serious drought.
Oh, Pat, you know better than that.
A tourist is not going to is coming here to take long showers.
Sure.
They're going to waste this water. So
sure.
It's ridiculous that,
of course,
that residents are,
but they're bringing
so much
money.
For water,
they're bringing
not
money.
Allowed to use.
That's what they're bringing,
right?
Money, new money, Pat, new money.
It's all about money.
That's right.
And
they want to run out of water.
Not gonna be there.
They want to run out of water so they can get those bribes from the desal people. They want to put that desal in it. So they're not doing anything about the water shortage here, but just waiting for it to become a super emergency and then ramrode through fucking desal.
Sorry, the desal.
They're going to push for desal.
Solve the water crisis. It won't solve it anyway.
No, but
and
they
it
want it.
It will create other environmental crisis.
It's a bunch of money that they can.
There won't be any money to run it.
I know, but they're taking the money from the people that use the water, you know, the people that live here. They don't care about the people that live here. They just care about money.
Well, it's going to become a survival situation because water is life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, this is...
Without
I'm glad
water, you can't live.
I'm glad I don't own a house around here because, yes, this is the future.
You're going to need water, and there's
drought.
Water wars that are going to start.
Yes, this is areas of drought. That's what the prediction is it's going to be 40% less rain here over time from global warming, and that's probably a conservative one because it was a scientist who made it.
Oh, yeah, because they're now finding that the polar caps are melting faster.
Oh, yeah.
And also they have, what is it, John? Double the carbon. The permafrost.
Right, the methane.
Double the carbon. And so when the carbon goes in the atmosphere, it's going to create even more problems and help global warming get worse.
That's right.
Because their predictions of everything were totally off. And I think our
conservative
no return...
They're conservative. We know how wrong conservatives are.
So we're conservative isn't really a negative word. It's
on my show it is.
It is in what we're talking about.
I know. I'm just making
it's
jokes.
It's like the conservatives are, I call it the non-reality estimate.
Well, they don't think there is global warming. That's you can't even, it's against the law to say it in certain states.
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't matter because what's going to happen is, and, you know, this is something I researched and my brother researched. We finally had to ban him from the internet and no more talking about global warming because we were all ready to just, you know, shoot ourselves in the head because it was doom and gloom.
It's depressing,
and it really, people should understand, it exists, it's happening, and we're already past the point of no return.
Yep. Yeah.
We're pretty much
No. The Bible says a righteous remnant will remain. And there's all those Nazis with their underground bunkers and stuff. They'll be okay.
Well, they'll just be frozen because the ice, because global warming, within years, it can turn on an ice age, which
who knows? Weird things will happen. It's not going to be nice.
Species are going to die out. Plus, the seas are going to die. When the seas die, we might as well say goodbye to us. The coral reefs are dying, so the fish are dying. I mean, it's like the planet is being killed.
And then a whole bunch of hydrogen sulfide will be coming out of that ocean as it warms, and that's just nasty clouds. But it happens in lakes and stuff now, but it's going to be coming out of the fucking oceans, you know, every day.
Basically, we've allowed corporations and people to shit in their own backyard.
Yes,
and there's
foolish.
An infection going that there's no antibiotics here. So.
It's foolish. It's just the love of money, you know. Just
that's why I didn't have
insanity.
Children.
Insanity. Yes, I'm glad I don't have children. Yes.
Live in this world.
Well, that's what it says in the Bible too. Woe unto them. That's what Christ said. Woe unto them that have children in those days, because it's going to be horrible.
Yeah, we're not talking about 100 years. We're talking about
a few decades.
A conservative estimate of 20 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I believe that it's going to be faster.
Yes, in the 20s, I'm expecting civil war and rioting in the streets over food just because we have so many people and because of the global warming, it's going to change weather patterns. It's going to be hard to know what to grow where.
I think it's going to make it even worse.
Yes, it's going to get...
20 years, there's going to be an ice age that the people will be dead.
It's going to get hot. It's going to be hot for the near future. That's what the carbon will do.
But this heat a lot of people don't understand about global warming. As this stuff all melts, it shifts the weather pattern so bad that an ice age.
Yeah, different areas. It's hard to say what's going to happen.
And also with all the carbon in the atmosphere, it can block out the sun. And that's how the ice age.
Well, I still think it's going to be heat.
The equator will be the only livable region.
I'm going the other way with you. I'm going to agree to disagree on this one, but I think it's going to be warm and the poles will be the only livable.
Wait and see.
Yeah, the poles will be the only livable.
I wonder if I'm going to live to 65. You know, that's 11 years from now, so we'll see. But people are ugly now, and there's a radical thing of people arming themselves to get ready for the civil wars over water and survival.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't want to survive it. I find too many people impolite and rude and mean, ugly as it is.
It's kind of Santa Cruz like I've been commuting between other cities, and I come into Santa Cruz, and people start driving all rude and cutting people off and everything compared to other places.
So much hate.
There's a lot of hate, you know. I know, and I don't think it's just because there's homeless people here. It's because the rents are so high, I think, and they have to hurry around to get to their job in San Jose.
And people thinking they own sidewalks and streets, everything's there, and they don't want to share.
It's weird.
If we don't work together as a civilization, it's the end of us.
It is the end of us.
Which is the end of coming.
It's the end of us.
What was NASA's prediction? 2020 is the fall of civilization. That was NASA.
I think it's going to be a little later than that. I'm thinking Armageddon 2028. But it's not going to be pleasant. It's going to be
dead by then.
I mean, we already got fucking financial collapse. Just it's still there. They just borrowed more money, you know.
Total economic collapse.
Yeah, that's just
people
waiting there.
That.
So that's going to be rough, and then you got
and
all this.
That's why people are arming themselves because you know they're building all these hotels, but when the economy collapses, there aren't going to be any tourists.
That's true.
To sell stuff to the corporations that are going to have to go to some other country that maybe people still have money to buy stuff.
Or to go to the underground.
That's the whole thing.
It'll become an underground economy.
They're shitting in their own backyard. They're destroying their own customers.
And they have the most to lose because they're the richest. Yeah.
And the rich are going to have to move to forts and you know, not be able to live as freely as they do because... No. We're going to have major, not a French Revolution, but we're going to have a world revolution.
Well, plus the military.
I'm not
gonna...
the only one seeing this coming on. Mm-hmm. You really read and you comprehend about from all kinds of sources what's going on. There's a lot of problems. Even in our own government, there's a division between certain military, like the Marines and part of the Navy.
Yeah.
Where they're teaming up with the corporations to do a coup on the federal government.
That's exactly what I'm expecting. A civil war between those two groups.
Militias. Yeah, they're building these militias.
There's still some decent soldiers in the military. There are still some decent soldiers.
There still
and so it's going to split. The corrupt ones are going to go with the fascists, and the decent ones are going to go with us.
Right. Well, yeah. So, but I'm saying this is coming, and people don't realize this. And
yeah,
it's going to be really scary times.
Mm-hmm. That's why they sent us a bear cat. So we'll be ready. We've got a 12-person bear cat for the Dark Age.
Well, I figure the good It'll rescue government us. And the good military are going to use that bear cat to take out the militia that's building. Because my brother has seen it, also I have, and we've screenshotted and permalinked it in the wonderful Citizens for a Better Santa Cruz. About certain take-back members calling themselves a militia, an armed militia. And they talk about having guns, and they talk about concealed carry permits. I brought that up at the city council. Unfortunately, the city council had no response.
What are they going to do? But, you know, Pat, when it comes to the bottles and cans, though.
To bring guns to city council? No. I brought up, are people allowed to bring guns the city council meeting and hall when there's, you know, that's a big concern for me because there's been death threats against my brother and I for our successful activism.
Because you're kicking their ass. That's the trouble with effectiveness. Yeah, you're not really effective unless you're getting those death threats, you know.
Well, you know, it's like somebody taught me a new word. I'm learning the new lingo because somebody said, I don't want to be a leader of any activists. I'll help with it, but I don't want to lead her because I don't want to be sniped. And I'm like, I'm thinking of Skype, and I'm going, sniped? Okay, obviously I don't know the definition of what you're saying. Could you explain? Killed.
Yep.
And I go, oh, sniper, snipe. Okay.
There you go.
I don't care. See,
tie-dye Kevlar.
That don't care, that will put their life on the line like Martin Luther King, Gandhi.
Well,
people
that's
that
it.
Are willing to die for their cause.
That's right. That's what
Those
it takes.
Those are the people that are going to be the most effective.
But and also the fact that they get killed is a win too, because then they become martyrs. So you can't defeat that kind of a protest.
So I don't stay in my house and hide, even though I've had threats against my life. And the police, the Santa Cruz police, have made it clear that they're not going to protect us because they've been hiding it, and they've been, you know, I had who. I have to say, I think I finally identified the woman that came to my door, knocked on my door, came on private property, knocked on my door. I opened it. They were videotaping me, and they said, why are you stalking Take Back Santa Cruz on Facebook? And I went to shut the door. They shoved the door because I have tendonitis, so my wrist are weak. They shoved the door back into my face, which hurt my nose. And then they put a booted foot into my door so I couldn't shut
the
it,
jack boots of the brown shirts.
So the person,
and you're
I
Jewish.
Found,
it's like history
you, I
repeating
found
itself.
A photo of the person who I suspected because they called themselves Eileen. And I did finally find a photo that fit the picture in my mind of that person, and it was Annalisa Cube.
She put a jack boot through your doorway?
No, I suspect.
Oh.
Because I found a photo of hers that looks just like the person at my door. I'm not saying she did it.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't be sure, because now I keep a video camera, so if anyone comes to my door doing that again... But, of course, the police know who did it. They know all the Take Back members that have done the death threats, and they've told them to stop doing things, and they have no control. It's just like
those are crimes. Plus, you can sue
violence.
Over those. You can sue. You can get thousands of dollars out of these people for the, that kind of... Because you've got emotional distress. They're threatening you with physical harm.
Thank goodness. They leave lots of easy objective evidence trails, and they are the 1% of Santa Cruz, so...
They got.
Fund,
they
baby.
Probably have money too. I would sue if it was me. They'd be.
No,
they'd be in court. They'd be in court paying.
Yeah, that is eventually something that we're looking at. So.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the majority of the money will go back to help the poor and the homeless.
Well, there you go. Just have the judge make it.
I figure,
in kind payment for activism.
Since these people that are doing it are. They admit to being Take Back Santa Cruz members, it's going to be ironic that Take Back members are going to be funding housing for homeless people.
No. They
services.
They're needle photographer, majored in child pornography. I mean, that's what they're into. they attract the real criminals.
You really brought that up. Well, these are controlling, manipulative people.
I don't know. It's just the creeps all run together. The Nazis, the fucking child molesters, the Satanists, they all seem to run together.
That's because they have one goal in mind. It's to control and have power. And
I think it's evil. I think it's just how evil is.
Well, greed is evil. But let me say something. One thing that really is interesting, because I suspect that there was quite, it wasn't just that one member, I'm pretty sure that member shared the photos that they took of the young girls with other people, and it was interesting that the judge refused to let the DA seize the computer, which is standard procedure in a pedophile case.
Well, they're soft on pedophiles.
I found that interesting.
I saw that in another case with, what's her name? Who was that hard?
That's what they do. They seize the computers.
Yeah.
So that they can find all the other pedophiles out there. That's the only way they can find them, because they're so embedded and so secretive. And so they use that to find all the other connections. But in this case, the Santa Cruz judge refused to let them use it.
Which judge was
So I suspect, judge was it, John? Yeah, it's easy to find on the Sentinel. So I suspect the photos were going either to law enforcement or government officials, or other Take Back Santa Cruz members. And they didn't want to show...
You think the cops were passing around child pornography?
I'm not saying the cops are, but there's probably some deviance in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It's not unusual for sexual deviance. And being stalked by a sexual deviant on topics, if anyone wants to see... ongoing Take Back Santa Cruz stalking by...
I'm saying that kind of a group attracts that kind of criminal.
Yeah, because pedophiles are all about manipulation, control, power, and then they like money.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the Nazi...
It's just
so
like
that's how they
the
make
Nazis,
Manchurian candidates.
All the sociopaths came out under Hitler and, did the death camp experiment.
Mm-hmm.
They came out of the woodwork. The pedophiles came out because... they got access to be allowed to do this freely,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with Dylan. Evil. He misused his position in the swim school. You know, and they tend to work where they're
8-year-olds, dude.
Target.
I know, that's Take Back Santa Cruz. That's their photographer.
I don't blame Take Back Santa Cruz for that, Dylan Griner, but they did, their members did say, oh, it's the young girl's fault. She
you said they defended him. They defended him on...
yeah, there was quite a few of them that defended and still are.
Yeah.
In fact, my stalker, my main stalker, defends them and said, oh, he was set up. So I wouldn't be surprised if they had seized the computer.
By an 8-year-old girl, yeah.
Some really incredibly, he talks about, you know, my brother and I doing golden showers, that we're having sex with each other. He describes it in the most, he describes it in the way a 13-year-old
again,
boy would describe it.
Well, no,
it.
I mean, there's, again, it's a sex pervert,
man.
You know, among the ranks of Take Back Santa Cruz. I mean, that's a dangerous group. You know, I don't know, there probably should
power.
Be a grand jury investigation of that group.
Definitely. But absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
That's right.
You know, this is, time and time again, it's being proven. Same thing with the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with any fascist group. Look at those religious cults where a religious
yep.
leader is sleeping with all the young girls.
Yep, yep, yep.
You know, we see this happen, and we still don't learn from history. We see it repeat
mm-hmm.
itself.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to learn... You
yeah.
study things to learn from the mistakes.
I don't think children should actually be in church. I mean, I think that's a choice you make when you reach maturity, what you believe about things.
I happen to agree with that. I don't think there should be force.
Yes.
You know, that's
like
that
brainwashing. I mean, the children are their own person. They're not the property of the parents. They don't have to swallow
again,
the parents' religion.
I also think children shouldn't be forced to be vegetarian or vegan, because then when they grow up later... they can't eat meat.
Well, that's, I mean, the kid, you know, if whenever they're away from home, they can always eat meat when there's no one around.
Well, I know, but their systems can't take it. They don't have the enzymes. So I think that it's really important. Life-changing choices should be allowed to be chosen by that child when they're old enough. Just like I think that children that are born with both sexes or, you know, show that, they need to... It needs to not be decided until they're old enough to decide for themselves. Because from what I'm reading, it's not, I wouldn't say it's common, but it does happen a lot where both genitalia are there and a doctor makes the decision. A lot of times the doctor makes the decision without telling the parent.
Hmm.
And this causes identity and gender crisis, where a lot of them suicide, and, you know, it's, or they go into deep depressions and stuff,
mm-hmm.
causes a lot of mental distress. But let's get back to recycling. Now that we've covered almost
every
other
topic. All the way from bottles and cans to genitalia.
I just want to say that I do have a voicemail from the woman I've been speaking to in California about whether the required stores are now open. Because what I'm getting is, I also asked complaint department to force the city to send out a postcard or a newsletter or something to every resident in Santa Cruz to tell them about all these other places to recycle, because the Costco place is getting so overwhelmed that when you go there and they say, oh, well, we can't take plastic today.
Now,
they did end up taking my friend's plastic.
Is there
I'm sorry.
What's
I have
the most,
to call the complaint line.
What's the most cost-effective per weight, like, recyclable, like a can or a soda pop?
They're all, you know, really, I wish there was a lot less plastic bottles.
The bottles? Which one do you get the most
plastic,
money for?
It's all the same. You get the most money, the bigger the plastic, you know, they're 10 cents.
All right, that's just, but I mean that you pay
the
a deposit.
The rest are all 5 cents.
You have to pay a deposit for, like, you know, a soft drink bottle. So is that, do you get back 5 cents for it? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That should be the most profitable one then, right?
Yeah, but they do it by weight too, so.
Yeah, but I just demand
that's
my nickel.
I
mean, I paid that nickel.
50.
I want my fucking nickel back, right? I mean, they
that's
can't.
That's how I feel. I want.
They
to,
can't just
I
give
want,
me 2 cents. What the fuck
I
is
want,
that?
I want to be able to choose.
Right.
pound my nickel, where it goes, who gets it.
That's probably state law, too, because they took a nickel to begin with. So, fuck, they need to give me my nickel back.
Right, right, and it's a guarantee. When they
I want my deposit.
Nickel,
do I get triple damages if they don't give me my full nickel?
And it was supposed to be that, you know, because basically the program really just wants, like in the old days, where you just go to any, you know, supermarket and they take it. Because they always meant
I remember
for
that. Yeah, that's
easy. And you shouldn't have to drive all these places, jump through all these hurdles. Wait 2 hours.
And it was the same nickel back then. Back a nickel's would was worth like 70 cents in today's dollars back then. So your deposit would be like 70 cents. So people made sure they got their fucking 70 cents back.
Right. And so, you know, I'm so angry at the whole thing that I think they should shut down the deposit program because the cities are grabbing the money to teach them a lesson. Unfortunately, that will
again,
hurt
Pat,
the
like
poor.
This is a way we can tailor protests to take that money away from the city for all kinds of issues.
Yeah, in fact, what I'd like to do is design a can of our own.
Yeah,
or a place where
like,
people
you know,
who want to give it to the poor
right.
to get the money back, they drop it off or they leave it on a certain day.
No, you can't leave it anywhere. The city will just take it. But like the homeless used to carry around shopping carts, they could carry on a little, you know, can on a cart fucking for recycling.
But I think if we had a facility, you know, in different convenience zones, somebody who wanted to save them in their garage. And so when any homeless person came, you know, they or a poor person needed it, it got sent to them. Maybe the churches could do that.
Yeah. Well, or just take it to the site. I mean, get your money right away. Just get rid of the garbage right away. I mean, that's what I would want to do. But because I mean, they're supposed to take it. You're supposed to get your fucking nickel back and right then and there.
Right.
I mean, they're there to have a handout to take the nickel. You know.
Now I was told by the woman that states that the coastal cities are the worst. Santa Cruz is a major problem, and there's another city too.
Interesting. Well, we got to go after it, Pat. I mean, this is your issue. I mean, and kudos to you for it, because like I said, it wins on like four different levels. I never thought of it.
First, I need to get a win, and I have an idea of a writer who I think should submit. You know, a freelance writer that should submit an article to a bigger paper.
Just
the Sacramento Bee.
Yeah, start a whole thing about it. I mean, just a whole movement.
Yeah, we have to start a campaign.
Yeah, I mean, do it here, and it could spread. You know, because it's fuck the city. It's a way to take money away from the city.
Recycling.
The city doesn't listen to us. They didn't listen to us on the Bearcat.
They don't spend the money the way I'd like to see it spent. So why should I be forced to give
exactly
them money?
Exactly.
That's mine.
Hey, maybe we could put a little barrel that looks like a Bearcat. You know,
charities that you like, and they're forcing me to donate money. They're trying to force me to donate money
to the state,
charities.
To the fucking city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Well, it doesn't go to the city. It goes to certain people that.
Wait a minute.
All the juicy contracts.
Oh, this is a sweetheart deal. It's like the golf course. Somebody else profits while the public pays.
Which is something my brother's been really good at. Santa
Interesting.
Really
so who's getting the money from all this recycling?
Everywhere you poke, pus comes out.
Who's getting all this fucking money for the recycling then?
There's going no bid contracts to their friends in the city. All these one percenters have positioned themselves, infiltrated the
city. A soft machine.
And unfortunately for people, they don't realize how infiltrated and infected.
Well, people don't care. That's why they get away with it. Look at the bike issue.
No.
You know,
I don't think that it is that they don't care. They're too busy living paycheck to paycheck.
There's that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But there are people that choose to stay ignorant, too.
Uh-huh. Well, this is, like I said, this is
I feel like my job in the world is to educate people about
Well, this is a great platform. I mean, it isn't just about, you know, because it's ecological, you're helping the poor, and getting the city, man, that's great. I mean, that's great, and it just drives Take Back Santa Cruz. It's just such a great action, you know, compared to waving a sign or, you know, taking the street in a march. Those do nothing. This is something that actually does something, Pat. You know, it's much different than what I see 90% of the activists doing. You know, to actually achieve something on multiple levels.
I just call. I don't protest. I just call, get my information, and confront the people that are doing it wrong. Or
well, you got it opened, right? But is it open yet? Is the thing? Can they actually take the recycling there?
I should know by Monday or Tuesday.
They're going to drag their feet on this forever. But we should make protests. I mean, fuck all these stupid protests we've been doing. You know, this is the one you should focus on.
Well, there's so much to protest. There's so much bad stuff going on by the city of Santa Cruz and cities all across the nation.
But this does something.
It's like, which cause?
I know, but
you
this
know,
does
if you
something.
Don't take on too many causes.
Right.
I know
people who do that. But, I mean, this actually costs the city money in a legal way that they can't do anything about. And you bring out the...
It not only cost the city money, it gave them consequences.
Right.
It also gave people back access to their money. It's on the relevance of the Boston Tea Party.
I mean, it doesn't sound like much because it's just a nickel here and there, but we're talking about poor people, too. It's just a wonderful action. I just like to see it happen more.
Sure they can eat, you know, the whole month.
And it's totally embarrassing to the city. You raise awareness about it. Like, they're
not embarrassed. See, that's the problem. They don't feel shame over any of this. They're angry at me.
Of course they're fucking angry at you.
After I did this recycling thing, the stalking got even worse.
Of course they're angry at you. You guys are the most feared activists in this town, and that, I'm talking about like the pyro anarchists and everybody else. You guys are the most feared, in my view.
My take back stalker actually said I was stalking the city. Because I outed the
Well, who cares about their fucking flaw? Why even bother bringing up? They're fucking morons, and they don't think straight.
You know? That tells me I've been successful and effective.
Now, this is great. You're helping
the poor. Because I'm all about change for the better.
This does change. This
I
is
care
big.
About everybody's civil rights. Great. And I'm all about fairness. And I'm really into, you know, a democratic system. And I'm all for fighting for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you, Pat.
So I'm going to let you go now because I have things of my own I have to do.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, well, thanks for getting on.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
We can talk about this issue when I know that all the required stores, especially like New Leaf on the west side, You Save Liquors is going to be forced. All those two... small stores in the circles are going to be forced.
And you get those merchants who are fucking, they're the fascist element here, you know, downtown. So.
Well, I understand smaller stores don't have the room for all that.
Yeah.
But that's why they should have fought to keep the West Side Recycling Center open instead of shutting it.
Yep. Well, there you have
so
it.
So there's reasons why you fight for causes, because it benefits you eventually. You know, a lot of people are short-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you they'll sell you the rope to hang them with. That's Michael Moore.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They're capitalists.
So, yeah, because they're short-sighted.
All right, Pat. You also do Cop Watch.
Yeah, we're trying to get that started again.
Anybody wants to call
I'm
in?
I'm hearing a lot of abuse of poor people going on. You know, a lot of false citations. Mm-hmm. And
people can call in free radio at...
ruining their lives. Because these citations, if you don't have money to pay them, you're not going to be able to get jobs.
You're permanently homeless. It creates a permanent homeless situation.
You can't drag yourself up out from the bottom because you're financially destroyed.
Yep, that's
right.
And
also people aren't going to hire you, you know.
Yeah, so it's a chronic homelessness.
If you go to jail for...
The city causes it.
Because they illegally cited you for loitering when you just hanging there talking to a friend is now, you know, a crime.
Well, no, it is. I mean, that's unconstitutional. They got rid of most loitering laws.
What I'm saying is, you know, you're financially ruined or you go to jail for this, which you are also familiar with sleeping.
Oh, yeah, if you just fall asleep, that's all it takes.
Nobody's going to hire you.
You ruin your life by sleeping.
Right. And, you know, like, you know, talking about sleeping, your brother got 2 years in jail.
Uh-huh. Suspended. But he did about 6 months.
I'm saying, how many years did Dylan Griner get for molesting young girls?
What, a couple years? I know. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. Somebody's sleeping 4 days and gets the same amount.
Well, Santa Cruz, I mean, Santa Cruz is soft on child molesters. I mean, it's like an open invitation, a magnet for them because they don't prosecute them. So they all start showing up here. No wonder we have so many child molesters is because the police are out hassling the homeless instead of taking care of crime.
That's why we have so many drug dealers. Because they don't,
same thing.
They go after the homeless and they've made it so that, you know, if you want to go into business selling drugs, making money, it's easy. There's no consequences. You don't have to worry about them bothering to arrest you. So they need to start arresting even the little guys to make it harder and harder to get access to drugs. So therefore, drug addicts, the real problem, that's still like meth tweakers, that's still, you know,
what, in my view, it's the crime. You just catch the crime, you know, because what people do with their consciousness is their own business. But if they turn to crime in order to continue to do it, then that's a problem for society.
Crime, so if they really
so the crime is the problem, crime, so focus on the crime, you know.
Right. So you go after...
The bike theft. The police could easily stop bike theft. They're just not very good at their job, period.
Well, yeah, but if you make it so it's not so easy to get drugs in Santa Cruz, and the bike, the people that steal bikes usually steal them for drugs, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Buy drugs.
Yeah.
And so eventually they move to some other city. But when the drug culture here is so easy and enticing, why would they want to move anywhere else? I see drug deals all over the West Side, right on Mission Street, right out in the open. These people aren't even subtle anymore.
I lived in downtown
L.A. I lived in Oceanside, which is a Marine base. And I would sometimes go downtown Oceanside, most of the time downtown Carlsbad, which is like Capitola.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see so many drug deals as I see here. I'll be eating at a pizza restaurant. I was at Tony and Alva's one day, and I saw a drug deal going on. And I'm like, I don't want to see this. And I see it like at least every week. I'm seeing some drug deal go down.
Well, you're on the same page with Take Back Santa Cruz on that issue. They don't want to see them either.
That's so funny.
Uh-huh.
Because they destroy people's lives.
I know.
And they destroy other people who aren't doing them. But, right. You know, I just get so frustrated that they're making crimes over non-existent crimes and they're not going after them.
Well, they make existence a crime, and then the real crime they ignore. So, therefore, this town has become a magnet for fucking criminals.
I can't believe it. I'm thinking, you know, I saw these kids at a 7-Eleven, and they have to lock up their bikes, and, you know, the pros know how to break every lock.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And I remember my brother and I, you know, riding our bikes to a 7-Eleven that was in another city further down, and not having to worry about our bikes being stolen. Mm-hmm. And I feel so bad because that's part of childhood, to be able to ride a bike. That's mm-hmm. your freedom. That's your transportation to mm-hmm. adventure.
Right.
And in Santa Cruz, I would never own a bike.
Well, it's dangerous to ride a bike in this town because of the traffic. Like,
yeah.
People are crazy drivers here.
It's dangerous to even own one.
I know.
Yeah, well, drivers are crazy. Pedestrians are crazy. They walk in front of cars.
The streets are narrow. It's not safe to ride a bike here.
I mean, yeah, you know, there's just so many stuff. If I had the money to move... I would gladly do. I lived in downtown LA, and you drive around Santa Cruz, and it just looks dirty. If I had children, I would never raise them in this city. Because there's too much availability of drugs in the high schools and the junior high on every corner in the West Side. Right at Burger King.
And that was, you know, that
store.
Was
your... Fair Street is a great place if you want to hook up.
You know, Pat, you noticed that... Originally, that's what Take Back Santa Cruz started, is to stop the drug killings. But then someone subverted them into going after the homeless. And now, what do they do about the drug? Nothing. See? Nothing happens about the drug stuff there. Now it's all focused on homeless. They've been infiltrated.
They blame the homeless for all the drugs. They blame the homeless.
The homeless don't have that much fucking money. Come on, they're homeless.
But I originally, when there was a murder at the Section 8 complex, I was the one who originally contacted, spoke with Heather Babcock, I believe, and then she spoke more with John, and they set up that positive loitering. So anytime you can blame me for some of the craziness, I actually invited them, because it was that Carl Raymer murder and that positive loitering.
That's when they started, right around those murders.
Yeah, that's when they grew, because I actually called the Sentinel.
But they've lost their way. They've lost their way. They're not focused on the murders and the drugs anymore. Yeah, something. They got to wake up and realize we've been infiltrated by child molesters and people that want us to go after the homeless instead of drugs. Think about that.
People are a cult.
Maybe, you know, why don't the cops go after drugs either? You know, it makes you wonder. You talk about how corrupt the planning department and the code enforcement is, you know, it makes you wonder about the rest of government.
Yeah, we're speculating that there's some money or things going that way, but basically,
I have no evidence.
I called the Sentinel when Carl Raymer was murdered 100 feet from my window, and I witnessed it, although the police deny it. I called the Sentinel, and I said, my God, there's teddy bears and balloons on the bench where, in a memorial. This was a young boy. You know, this was a life cut short. You know, I humanized it and also was part of bringing Take Back in because these things matter to me. And the only reason this young kid had to die was because of accessibility of drugs and the West Side Surf Gang being headquartered here, and a certain mother, dead mother of them, allowing them to underage drink and selling them pot. That's what got Carl killed. And that's
over
pot. Bad.
Usually it's over powders when the guns start coming out.
No. It's not what it was reported to do. From what many of the credible witnesses, not the gang testimony, it was probably friendly fire. It was not another rival gang, because I did not hear the rival gang. See, my story and my brother's story and the other credible people's testimony that's not being used go against the claimed background story that they want to present. They want to present that it was rival gang, but it wasn't. See, I would have heard the shouting of the stuff. I hear everything that goes on in the park, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you know, I still, one of these days, my conscience tells me I need to call Cold Justice, the people that really do come and solve problems, but they have to know that the police department isn't cooperative in solving Carl's murder.
Well, how long has it been? You know, they like I said, they don't seem to be able to do actual police work.
It should be its fourth year anniversary, and what's really interesting is after 3 years, it had 9 different investigators assigned. That's unusual. Usually the same investigator stays with it.
Well,
and,
it's so
when
much.
When it first happened, let me tell you this, when it first happened, we were emailing with the lead detective, who was Sergeant John Bush. And so he gave us his email, and he let us call him, and we talked about things to give him testimony and to help him. And he asked us, you know, to let them know when certain people were there, people of interest, license plates. I put my life on the line to help, and then SCPD threw me under the bus.
See, I won't be a snitch for no reason, you know.
You're
required by law, though, to report a murder or a child molest. But other crimes, you don't
really
have to report.
I just am a good citizen who saw something bad go down.
I know. I mean, we all make. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you doing it. I just don't like cooperating with the cops myself for a personal reason.
I saw a crime, and to be part of.
Well, if it's a murder, you have to report it.
Come forward.
You have to report it, or it's a crime not to.
Obligation. I do it because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
And I'm sure Take Back people would agree with me on that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You got a lot of agreement with those guys, so that it's just.
I know, and they don't
sad.
Realize it.
They prefer to take the word of child molesters.
Of the homeless.
And, yeah, I know. Like I said,
because I'm aboard about 80% of some of their stance, but I don't do it from hate.
Mm-hmm.
I do it to make a better city. I do it to
help humanity.
People, to help people. Yeah, I do it with compassion and humanity.
Well, good. We're coming up on the hour now,
go.
So I could, I know you wanted to get off a few minutes ago, so we could wrap this up so it doesn't go over an hour. And it's easier
we'll
to plan
to
our schedule. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Pat, and
later.
Congratulations on the recycling leverage against
the... Well, as soon as we get all those required stores taking, that will be a success.
Yep.
But we're almost there. We're like 95% there.
All right.
Okay.
All righty. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye. This is Free Thy Land, April 18th, 2015.